Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
Now, given the housing crisis, and we were talking about this earlier in the programme, should we relax our planning laws to allow more people to live in log cabins or mobile homes, either in their back gardens or on greenfield sites? Well, it's a topic that was brought up recently by some county councillors in Tipperary, and they want local authorities to be more flexible when it comes to those kind of homes. And Brian O'Connell has this story for us now. Good morning, Brian. Good
morning, Claire.
So we're talking here about allowing people to build these log cabins in their back gardens or maybe on land that they own.
Yes, well, essentially at the moment, planning laws state local authorities can in fact remove any building more than 25 square metres in area that doesn't have the required planning permission. What I've been hearing is that some counties are a little bit more flexible when it comes to applying for retention, for example. Now, this issue came up, as you mentioned, at a recent meeting of Tipperary County Council, where there were calls for an overall national policy review and for more relaxation of planning laws, which would allow people live in log cabins or mobile homes, given the housing crisis, naturally. One of those who was very much in favour was Sinn Féin County Councillor David Dunn. He says he knows many people who want to buy a log cabin or a mobile home and want to live in them if the laws would only allow it.
These were all over the county, whether it be mobile homes or log cabins or any other structure. The planners, they said that the regulation states that you can't have a timber structure in the cartilage of your home, which is connected to the sewerage and electricity. And I'm calling on the legislators to sit down with the planners and to come up with a hard and fast rule for these timber frame structures.
What are you looking for, basically? What do you think should happen?
First thing is, a person that wants to buy one of these and put it up, that needs to be clarified straight away, and that the guidelines should be more clear. Second thing, for people that have provided their own accommodation and who have lived in them for a number of years, what I'm asking for is that they apply for retention, as is the standard practice. They put in the drawings, they put in the fire safety certs, they put in everything else that would be required. The planners will go out and inspect the building. And then there'll be intermediate inspections on the property to make sure that there's no one, that you're not renting it out.
You're looking essentially for a more flexible approach.
Yes, exactly. When I brought it up first, there was an avalanche of councillors came in with people that are in the same situation. Whether there was a young girl that had a baby and had nowhere to go, whether it was a young couple, instead of living in the box room, they bought one of these, put it out the back. Elderly people that who got divorced and out of the divorce settlement and the selling of the house, they built one of these, they bought a piece of land, they put one on it. Problem is, I'm not contradicting myself by saying this, but it's the hidden consequences. We do not want these to be put up willy-nilly all over the country and people rent them out. That's not what I want. I want them strictly for family members or strictly for people that cannot get on the housing list. So this will give them a chance to save money for a year, maybe 2 years, and you'd put a cap on it. You wouldn't leave someone indefinitely unless the planners deem that the structure is going to last.
That's Councillor David Dunn. And I know you went and you got a reply from Tipperary County Council, but you also spoke to a log cabin company and they're frustrated by some of the planning regulations.
Yes, because in their experience, Claire, some areas of the country are more flexible and they feel that it should be the same everywhere, essentially. They also say for people who can't afford rent, who can't afford to buy a house at the moment at the current prices, a log cabin, I mean, it's essentially a wood house. They can help them save significant money. Now, I spoke with Katrina Nolan from loghouse.ie. I began by asking Katrina, what kind of log cabins are people going for at the moment and where are they putting them?
In 2023, our best sellers were our one bed type D. That will cost you a full turnkey one. That would be €32,000 in total, including your bathroom, your groundworks, absolutely everything. So your two bed type A is €43,000. That's the one we sold the most of. And then our budget three bed type B is €68,000. The one beds are going in people's back gardens. Two beds are going in people's back gardens. And we also have the three beds going on land attached to a home. So we have Gardaí, nurses, school teachers, FNAs, hairdressers, absolutely everybody putting them out their parents' back garden because they cannot afford the rent. They can't afford, say, for a mortgage. It's actually really upsetting.
So when someone looks to buy from you, do you advise them of the planning regulations and where there might be restrictions, and what have you seen around the country?
It's a huge grey area, in my opinion. If you're going to build a office that's 25 square metres or under and have it as a guest house, guest accommodation, you don't need planning permission for that. Loghouse as a company advise people to contact a local architect because they are up to date with the local planning laws and the local development plans in the area. Some county councils have actually relaxed their laws and their rules around it in the last 2 years, but then there are other county councils who are on people's backs.
Well, let's imagine you're a Minister for Housing for a day. What would you do around this area of log cabins and possibly mobile homes as well?
The planning laws have been in since the 60s and they're totally outdated. So every single county council needs to just have the same laws and rules and regulations across the board. So there's no grey areas there.
All right, no grey areas. And how long does it take to build one of those, Brian?
Well, let's say if you order one, there could be maybe a 4 or 5 week lead in with some companies. About 2 or 3 days is all it would take to put one up, Claire, and they can last generations if you maintain them. Perhaps you have to replace the cladding after a certain period of time. Are used a lot more in England, but I suppose there is a warning here. Any relaxation of planning could lead to them being rented out for profit as short-term lets rather than providing people with homes for short, medium or perhaps even longer term.
Mm-hmm. That might be something that would happen. Now, you spoke to someone who tried to live in one but found that he fell foul of these planning regulations.
One man I spoke to is Thomas Carberry, and he put one of these log cabins on his family land in Tipperary. Now, he had a battle with his local authority, and in the end, he lived there for a period of time and he had to remove the log cabin home. And now it's in storage and he's actually moved to a different county. He told me about the background to his fight to divert himself away from homelessness using a log cabin.
Well, at the start of COVID, I decided I would get one of these log cabins. I was living in a mobile home that was falling asunder, so I just said, right, I'm going to go ahead and do this. It was my mother's land.
Yeah.
So it was literally at the back of our house, there's a big field. It was just a one bedroom, 7 metres by 7 metres. It wasn't massive.
So an objection went in.
And then the council came out and they wrote to me. So I put in for planning retention, which was refused.
What was the finish up of it then?
They were taking me to court and the only option I was left with was to remove the log cabin because I would have to pay their costs in court and it could have cost me 15,000 or 16,000. Reluctantly, it was removed, which rendered me homeless. You know, I applied for housing and they told me I could be waiting 8 or 10 years. So I've moved out of the county.
Have you taken the log cabin with you?
No, it's in storage.
Would you accept there needs to be some planning regulations in place so that people aren't putting up ad hoc structures left, right and centre?
There does need to be something, but they need to relax them. I mean, there's a lot of counties that have them. We're in the middle of a housing crisis, but yet they're making people take down these structures. Why not say, okay, hold on to it until we can find you a house? Isn't that a simple solution? There has to be regulations on everything, but there needs to be leniency somewhere as well.
Do you think this is a there's a role here for the Minister for Housing, for example?
We don't have the property to give people, so this is an option. And at somewhere along the line, this is going to become a lot bigger because people are going to do it because they're forced, you know, they're forced to find something for themselves.
And did Thomas Mine manage to get somewhere to live?
He did, but not in Tipperary. He moved to County Clare, started a business, got accommodation there. But his log cabin, if it was still up, he'd be living in County Tipperary. All in all, he told me it cost him about 15,000 for the log cabin. And I mean, they are quite difficult to sell secondhand. So his is in storage now, as you heard.
Right. Now, you got in touch with Tipperary County Council.
Yeah, they said they assessed development proposals for dwellings in line with the policy requirements of the county development plan. They said it's not appropriate to comment on any individual application. If legislation, for example, on a national level is enacted, obviously they'd comply with the same.
Now, on the broader issue of whether or not government could relax planning, what did the Department of Housing have to say to you?
Well, I posed this question to the Department of Housing and they pointed me to the Planning and Development Act 2000, where actually there isn't any preclusion to the development of any particular housing type, such as log cabins or mobile homes. But obviously, it's a matter for the relevant planning authority to consider each development. They would have to take into account a range of factors, for example, the need for access points, additional parking, greater demands on water and sewerage. And then, obviously, any restrictions around that or any regulations would have to also have regard to the provisions of the county development plan.
All right. Well, it sounds like a valuable temporary solution for a lot of people. I think standardisation probably isn't too much to ask. Brian, thanks very much for that report. That's Brian O'Connell there. We'll have the gathering next.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.